You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the Art World Demystified.
Today on our show, we're talking with Christiana De Marchi. She's born in Italy and lives and works in Beirut and Dubai as a curator and as an artist. Christiana, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about what's happening in Dubai. I was in Dubai once, and it seems like such a whole other world to me. What are you doing in Dubai right now in terms of your practice, both artistically and curatorial?
Yeah, well, I actually, it's nearly 10 years I'm living in Dubai. And I first came in 2006, and I soon joined the Flying House, which was a kind of collective organized by Emirati artist, and I was assisting there with a curatorial skills basically. And so we had a collaboration for nearly four years and a half. Some of these artists are now quite well known internationally, such as Hassan Sharif and Mohammed Kazem, who represented the UAE last edition of the Venice Biennial in 2013. And then I opened a studio with Mohammed Kazem, and which we are now running at the moment. It's a very special situation because we both are artists and curators, so it's a kind of place where we produce works, but we also curate exhibitions. So we invite artists from other places in the world. And so it's a kind of collaboration.
Tell me a little bit more about that collaboration, because and you know, I may be wrong, but to me I imagine that working in Dubai and creating artist collectives and studios must be different than in Europe and in the United States and Beirut. What is it like when you create a collective? You're renting a space? Is it a non-profit? And how
well,
is it funded?
The space is rented. It is our current studio. It's quite big because it's in the industrial area, so it's actually a warehouse where we partially work and store our works, of course, but we also mainly we organize shows. We are open also for screening or other activities. Mostly it's like a temporary activities. It's not something like, it's not like a gallery which is constantly running on a program. It really arises according to occasions, to people we meet here in Thai or somewhere else in the world. So it's a quite flexible module. We have collaborated with the University of the Arts in Philadelphia and with the University in Cincinnati as well. We have collaborated with Clark House Initiative in India and with many different, but always as a non-profit collaboration. So we are not based on a commercial setting, let's say.
So that's the way we operate
as curators. Yeah, please.
But when you're working with other universities or the number of places you just said, collaborating with them, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Are there artists or what? Yeah.
Well, for instance, we also working with local institutions because, of course, we are connected here with local institutions and such as the Fine Arts Society. A few years ago, we invited a group of students from Philadelphia, and they came, they exhibited within the Museum of Sharjah, thanks to this kind of connection that we created. So it's always, sometimes we act as facilitators, let's say, to create other collaborations and connections between institutions in the UAE and outside. And that's a kind of part of the curatorial process that I'm following, and which is not strictly only based on exhibition projects.
So when you invite people, the students actually fly out to Dubai and they pay for that expense? Is that how that works?
Yeah, I mean, the collaboration always is changing according to the nature of the institution that we are working with. It's quite, as I said, it's quite flexible as a module. We don't really operate on specific structure. It really changes according to the nature of the project or the occasion.
Okay, and I'm going to move back and talk about some of your work and the beginning of your curatorial practice to some degree, but I'd like to talk about also how is it that you survive in Dubai? Is it your curatorial practice that pays the bills,
yeah,
so to speak?
Well, it does partially. I mean, being a curator and an artist, and then I also extensively write and collaborate, contribute magazines and the catalogs. So I try to cover from many different sources. It's not just one. The market is, I mean, it's growing here in Dubai as artists in terms of curatorial projects. They are not, extremely well paid, but they kind of allow you to survive.
So is that unusual? I mean, I've talked to artists in Europe, in the Netherlands, in the United States, and there's different, like, levels of funding and excitement for the arts in different countries depending on the support. In the United States, for example, there's not much international support. We don't send our artists other places or pay for it, but a lot of international communities do. Essentially, I want to kind of ask, what is Dubai like? Is there, there seems to be so much excitement. I haven't been there really since so much of this kind of arts community and museums have been growing, which, in the United States is still somewhat controversial. But what does it feel like there in terms of artistic production and being an artist?
I must say, Dubai as such is totally different from Sharjah or Abu Dhabi, which are the main three emirates in terms of culture. So each one has a very specific orientation in a way. Let's say that Abu Dhabi is really more into the institutional museum construction projects. And Sharjah has a long history already. I mean, the financial society started there, and it's perhaps a bit on a lower horizon from an international perspective, but it's really the stronghold of the local culture. And Dubai has a very very noticeable commercial orientation. So there are galleries that they grew like mushrooms in a way. I mean, there were like maybe 10, 12 galleries 10 years ago. Now we have like nearly 40 to 50 galleries. And obviously there are more possibilities for artists, and many are coming for specific projects. There are also like supported projects by different institutions. Here there is a confusion between public and private in a way, because there is no real public positioning. So we have a lot of figures who are in between public and private, and they are supporting the art system, with the only exception, of course, of the Dubai Authority and the corresponding authorities in the other emirates.
So you're saying there's quite a bit of support for the arts. If these galleries are growing, the collector base is growing there, and it is, though. Like you're saying, it's been there for a while. This is a growing culture of the arts.
It is. I mean, culture has been understood now as a tool also to promote the country outside. It's not only the huge architectural landscaping, which is kind of calling people to come and see Dubai. Obviously, this is not sustainable on a long term, and also for the society here. I mean, we have like a million Emirati citizens who are surrounded by 5 to 6 million foreigners living here. So it has grown dramatically in the past, really 15 to 20 years, I guess. And still, it does consistently. So these people have needs. So they just don't, I mean, they don't have only the need of shopping or going to the sea. They need to have something else. So the cultural aspect needs to be taken care of by whoever is in charge here. And, I mean, there is quite a lot of activism around that.
There's quite a lot of activism, you said.
Yeah, also, I mean, there are, I mean, it's more of organized activities rather than underground activities. But there are, I mean, many artists based here, and especially local artists, have really fought during the past 30 years to build a solid cultural background for the for this growing country. So that I can speak in terms of activism, or I mean, you call it avant-garde in a way. I mean, something which was not properly understood at the time, and now it's getting more into the system. So it is like taken care by the system. So it's a transitional moment. I would say.
And in terms of that transitional moment, is there a type of a censorship of any kind there? Are there issues that can't be broached or talked about?
Yeah, definitely. Censorship is an issue that we have. I mean, basically, it addresses whatever is falling under the categories of religion, sex and politics. These three issues are kind of taboo. But then there are many ways artists and curators are actually going and around and try to convey messages without explicitly showing what is unacceptable here, basically. I mean, I curated this exhibition a couple of months ago, and we really had issues with censorship because there were a couple of works which were not accepted. So in a way, I mean, had to go through that to change the nature of that, change the works. But then, I mean, I were able to choose with the artist, who was very, very collaborative and very clever at the same time, to do another work which was actually, in my opinion, even stronger than the one we chose in the first moment, and which was actually addressing issues of religion and manipulation of religion in by the local media. But I mean, it was very abstract as a work. As abstract work, it was okay. It was accepted. But yeah, I mean, we deal with censorship, sure. All countries in the Middle East, especially in the Gulf, still have issues with censorship.
And as an artist and other artists that you talk to, and also as a curator, that's something that everybody's actively has to work with. That you can't really push against the censorship. Is that correct, or
well,
because
I cannot say that in 20 years what we have done now or what has been done in the past 30 years will push the boundary a bit further. I hope so, but I cannot assess that, of course. We are a group of artists, all of us, I mean, dealing with politics. Myself, I work with political issues quite a lot. And I mean, I actually work in a abstract way, or in a way which is not directly offensive. Let's put it that way. But I mean, I can't really say what will happen in terms of liberalizing costumes or laws, or I doubt this can happen in the turnover of, let's say, 10, 15 years. It will take much longer. It will take generations of local educated outside and able to see the need to open deeply also on a cultural level, not only economic level.
Sure. Let's talk about your work and what you're working on now as a way of exploring some of those things, but I'd like to just talk more about your work. What is it that you're doing now? We could talk about maybe a last show you've had or what you're doing in your studio now.
Yeah, basically, I mean, my practice is based on embroideries and textiles in general and videos. So I work these two medium quite extensively. And at the very moment, I'm working on a few projects which are all one is about migrations and the other project is about landscapes and let's say urbanism in the Middle East, and so I'm working on maps, which are again abstract maps. I basically work on monochrome palettes, all my projects. So I kind of created an intricacy way of differentiate and at the same time use one color only, and that's the way I build my maps, which are always a kind of abstraction. I mean, these maps are white maps reproducing the main elements of the landscape of the Arab capital cities, and of course it's a questioning about the security and about the distribution, about the rights, and which is a kind of discourse that I'm taking on and on since many years now. And so I'm also working on a few new videos, and these are all going to be in a show that I'll have early next year in a gallery here in Dubai.
Now, let's talk a little bit about, I mean, I have some of your works in front of me now, but there was a white piece that's a triptych. I believe there's some embroidery on that, and it looks like three small canvases. One has a crucifix on it. One has, what looks like Arabic lettering, and the other has the Star of David on it.
Yeah, it's Allah. It's an anti-triptych, exactly. And obviously, I mean, it's a kind of a reflection on the role of religions and on the possibility of a connection between the three of them. It's the way, I mean, the use of a monochrome. I used monochrome also for flags, which is an ongoing project where I'm actually reproducing flags of all the countries in the world, removing the colors. So I'm reproducing all the shape and the patterns all in white. And all these projects kind of question the idea of peace and communication and identity and kind of similar or common elements between different provenance, different positionings. So this triptych specifically belongs to that kind of set of works.
And you know, to me, you're talking so much in a way the flags and this about global situations and communities. And while I don't know exactly, you know, the rules there, looking at this one, especially the Star of David, is it true that the Jews are not allowed in Dubai, or is that incorrect?
Yeah, no, actually, I couldn't show this work in Dubai. Yeah, no, you're right. Many of the works that I realize I don't show him here. I have a series which is embroidery on currency, and I'm embroidering with a golden thread, and I'm writing the word God. And that's, of course, another work which is forbidden here. It's totally unacceptable. So I showed it in the States. I showed it in Europe, but I couldn't show it here in Dubai. I know you're right.
Could you make it in Dubai?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
So you can make them
And
as ship
long
them,
as
but
you,
it's
as
about
you make them, Well, actually, for the currency, I had an issue because it was confiscated in one of the... one of the cases when it was shipped. So the next time I just put it in my suitcase and I traveled, but which is a bit risky, of course. But yeah, I mean, I happened to create it here, and then I just took it outside.
Very interesting. And it is true, right, that Jews are not allowed in Dubai or will not be allowed entry. Is that correct?
Pardon?
If Israelis or Jews are not allowed entry into Dubai, is that correct?
Officially, yeah, officially, yes. Then I mean, there are some business, for instance, which involve Israeli citizens, but indirectly. I mean, indirectly they can operate, but not as a first person here. I mean, the whole Middle East is obviously restrictive about that, and same is Dubai. Yeah.
Right, and so your those are some of your current works, and maybe we should move back a little bit to your earlier works and how that evolved. You've always been working with these kind of geographies and politics. Is that correct?
Yeah. Actually, this is my main interest. I'm also interested quite a lot in words. I mean, in the use of words and propaganda, which is another series of works that I have developed over the years. And I mean, also very often the double meaning that words bear. So I have also extensively worked around that, which probably, I mean, it's in a way related to my background as a writer as well, and I'm a poet myself. So it's kind of connection that I make.
I mean, it seems to me you have such a Western sensibility to some extent that this kind of dance, and just correct me if I'm wrong, but this kind of dance of moving around the censors or things you can do or can't do would seem somehow creatively restricting. But is that not the case?
It's not really. I actually think that there is something positive into that, in a way, because it really pushes, at least for me, I mean, for the way I operate mentally also, it pushes me to find ways to convey a message without being explicit. I'm not so excited about explicit works where everything is already, there is no need for any kind of elaboration, the mental elaboration, there is no need for any questioning. So I'm basically working on transferring a message which is very often overtly political or religious, or also I have a series of works which are quite in the erotic field, but in a way which is somehow acceptable in terms of exhibition of display, and that actually demands from the audience a further discourse with themselves or with I think in a way it's not that negative, at least for me, for the way I work.
And your next curatorial project will be what?
Well, I'm working on a project which will be next year, and it's the tentative title is the Poetics of Disappearance, and it's basically, it's about the idea of traveling and longing. So it will be a project between archival and art project. So I'm working with the Foundation for the Arab Image in Beirut, and which has a huge archive of photographs from the from all over the Arab world, and which will be one section of the project, and then I will work with some other artists, of course, who are, let's say, investigating ideas of longing and distance and the relationship with, between, I mean, places and memories.
That sounds very interesting. Do you find that that shows, you know, your own or curated shows genuinely create a dialogue? Are people talking there about the issues that, that you're raising?
Yeah, well, actually, yes. Like a couple of years ago, I organized this show which was about performance and the use of body in the Gulf. Which was, of course, a very unlike exhibition to organize because it's already a taboo, the use of body in a way. And performance basically doesn't exist in the Gulf. So all the works that we had were like documentation of performances since the early 80s, which were recorded or just photographed and documented and for kind of nearly a private user. And so I must say got quite a lot of impact as an exhibition. And like this exhibition obviously is touching issues that the one that I'm going to organize next year. It's about issues which are quite quite common. I mean, we are living in a place which is a home to a minority in a way. And most of the people here are moving, I mean, are coming and leaving, and there is this huge mobility here, which is interesting to investigate from a different perspective, I mean, from an artistic perspective as well. So, yeah, I hope, I mean,
is there, lastly, I think I just want to ask, are there opportunities for international artists there, whether they're from the United States or Europe? Should artists, do you think, be looking to Dubai for possible opportunities or residencies? Is it a place you would suggest other artists?
Well, I would love there were more. I must say the local institutions are really active, as I said before. But the main focus is on Emirati artists and let's say a little bit with an extension to GCC, to the Gulf artists. But for European, American, let's say foreigners anyway, it's still not that obvious to find opportunities here. There are no institutions like financing residencies for foreigners in Dubai. Not yet. In Dubai, there are great expectations about the 2020 Expo, which is coming in 5 years, of course. Like a lot of public art projects are discussed, and it will be an opening, hopefully, not only for local artists but also for foreigners. Of course, the discourse of communication with the West at large is a very important one here. But so far, I'm afraid there are not so many opportunities yet. Yeah.
Well, Christiana, thank you so much for talking with me. I wish you the best. We'll look forward to your shows and seeing your work. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Yale Radio WIBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the Art World Demystified.